TPO Rankings.
Welcome to the TPO Rankings Daily Briefing, your daily fix of Australian football news. Well, it's Sunday morning, which means we have a lot of Saturday NPL results to cover. But before we do that, there are two state knockout cup finals that are worth a mention. The first was in Western Australia, where Armidale Soccer Club have been crowned the Belt Up Cup champions, defeating Guelph Croatia 2-0, with both goals coming from Chris Jackson. And in New South Wales, Apia Leichhardt have won their fifth Waratah Cup, defeating Hakoa Sydney City 3-0 and reversing last year's loss in the final against the same club. Moving on to the NPL results, and I'll start in Victoria, where the final two games of the round were played. In the first, Hume City have picked up three important points with a win over Bulleen Lions, and Port Melbourne have defeated Dandenong Thunder 1-0 away from home to solidify their finals hopes. In Queensland, Lions have won the top of the table clash 1-0 against Moreton Bay to firm as the title favourites with just 5 rounds to go. Western Pride have moved back into second place with a 4-1 win over Southwest Queensland Thunder, and Brisbane Strikers are doing all they can to make the finals with a 5-1 win over Redlands United. North Queensland might be leaving it a little too late to avoid relegation, but they won't go down without a fight. They've picked up an important 3 points, winning the North Queensland Derby 3-1 over Cairns, and Brisbane City have defeated Sunshine Coast Fire 4-0 away from home. In South Australia, Adelaide City have missed an opportunity to reduce the gap further between themselves and league leaders Campbelltown City, being held 1-1 by Croydon Kings. Metro Stars instead move into second with a 93rd minute winner to beat South Adelaide Panthers 2-1. They are now just 1 point behind Campbelltown with 2 rounds remaining. And in the other game in South Australia, Adelaide Olympic and Adelaide United Youth drew 0-0, and Sturt Lions beat West Torrens Buchla 3-1. Just one game overnight in the ACT, and Canberra FC have defeated Riverina Rhinos to go 4 points clear at the top of the table with 4 rounds to play. Also one game in northern New South Wales, where Landon Jaffers have won 3-0 over Valentine FC to go second on the table at least for a day. Broadmeadow Magic will have the chance to move ahead of them again if they can beat Adamstown Rosebud on Sunday. And in Tasmania, league leaders Devonport City have dispatched Kingborough Lions 3-1, Hobart Olympia smashed Clarence United 8-1, and Launceston City have lost for the third round in a row, this time 3-2 to Hobart Zebras. The loss sees Devonport open up a 3-point gap at the top of the Tasmanian NPL. There are still plenty of important games on Sunday, so tune in tomorrow for that update.